order. Roll call.
Michael Gable.
Here.
David Hallman. John Poole.
Here.
Andy Berg.
Here.
Craig Retzloff.
Here.
Leah Blau.
Here.
Rick Dodge.
Excused.
What's the password?
Anna Sorensen. Tyler McCarthy.
Here.
Oh, yeah. Do we have any citizen comments?
Just your name.
We have citizens.
Huh? Your name?
Could I have a motion to approve the minutes of the January 3rd meeting? Oh,
okay. Motion to approve.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Yes.
Aye.
All opposed? Resolution to appoint Ronald Frederick to the Kenosha County Commission of Aging and Disability.
Put Ron in the hot seat.
In the hot seat.
Have any questions or?
Hey, we got trivia questions. Let's see.
If you can answer them, then you're approved.
I think many of you know Ron. He certainly had worked for the county for several years. Retired in 2008 as a director of the Division of Disability Services before we merged it into now Disability and Aging that Laverne oversees. So he's here. Do you have any questions for him?
Long time no see.
Yeah,
miss me?
We did.
Anybody got any questions for Ron?
Mm-hmm. Retired.
He's a fixture in the community.
Actually, put his picture. That was nice. You put your picture in here. I like that. I move to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
You could have stayed home.
I gotta find it. Ask a question. At least ask one question. Come on.
Some are more difficult
some
than others.
Some gotta ask one question.
We could ask him what he had for breakfast. Resolution to approve the appointment of Juan Torres to the Kenosha County Commission on Aging and Disability Services.
Juan has also been a longtime fixture in our community, has worked in several different areas, alcohol and drug prevention, and is currently employed through the Kenosha Unified School District. We look forward to having him on our board with your approval.
What, just to ask you a question, we do at the Kenosha School Board? Yes, Kenosha Unified School District.
A couple of years ago, I just became an administrator, part of the administration. I still work with families and children, making sure they get involved and, you know, regarding parenting and all those kind of stuff. I was also on the Board of Education, 94, 98. I was also with the Area Agency on Aging in the 90s. And I've been in Kenosha for about 40 years. Most of that has been working with doing outreach in the community, schools. I'm a Packer fan.
Okay.
Oh, well then.
Any other questions?
Motion approved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All
aye.
Against? Resolution to approve Gary Preston. Congratulations, you're on board, aren't you lucky? Do you understand, we're combining, this is combining two agencies. Mm-hmm. Isn't that what we're doing, Laverne?
Two committees. We had before the ADRC board and the Commission on Aging, and we're merged with the resolution approved by the board and in December. We merged the two. So Gary had been on several years ago on the original ADRC board and representing parents. And Gary also has worked with the Sheriff's Department, is retired from there, and was an excellent member. He had to go off because there are term limits on the board, but is eligible for another term. So when we had an opening, we asked him if he would step in again. He was a great participant and had a lot of great input when he served before.
You worked with the Sheriff's Department, is that?
31 years.
Oh, wow.
Started April 79, retired December 09.
That's a long
time. I was very well.
Do
You've been off the board, what, 2 years now?
Four.
Four? And you were on it how many terms before that?
Two terms.
So they have term limits, that's what you're saying?
Yes, but then after a period of time, you could be eligible to serve again.
I approve, I make a motion to approve.
Do you have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Congratulations, you're back on the board. Welcome back.
I forgot.
Thank you very much.
Do I have a resolution to approve Aaron Larkin?
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
This is a reappointment, or this is, yeah, reappointment?
These are, I think they're down there as new, but they're actually because they were on the original, either the ADRC Board or the Commission on Aging, and their terms, their first term expired, so they're eligible for another reappointment. So technically a reappointment, but it's, since the committee's merged, they're considering a new one. So all of the next, Aaron Larkin, Dan Neurer, Carol Schoffel, and Pam DeVice are all technically reappointments.
Can I have a resolution to merge items 7 through?
Make a motion to merge 7 through.
Why don't you just vote on it?
Just vote.
All in favor?
Aye.
This is the bunch or each one of them?
Each one.
Okay.
Yeah, because I can't vote on myself, I'm going to recuse.
We didn't get you.
Yeah, I know, but I'm.
We got questions for you, too. We got some really tough questions.
Okay, appointment of Aaron Larkin, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Right here, who's Aaron?
The appointment of Daniel Neumauer or?
Neurer.
Neurer.
Hang on.
Is there a second? Who's seconding these?
Did you second?
I didn't second.
Do I have a second?
No.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Resolution to appoint Carol.
Schoffel.
Schoffel, County Aging. All in favor?
Aye.
All against?
Carol Schoffler, is that who this one's? Hang on.
Aye.
Laverne, these are all new people to this, or?
No, they're.
She's been on it, right?
They were on the previous committee.
Okay.
And committees, and then they, for the first term, and they are eligible for a reappointment. But since we merged the two committees, they're considering it like.
I got, okay, yes. All right.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion to approve the appointment of Pam DeVice?
DeVice.
DeVice, County Commission. Do I have a motion?
Make a motion. Second.
Second.
I said second.
I didn't hear you. Discussion?
Yeah, there's a lot going on here.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Okay, now comes the fun one. Resolution to reappoint Supervisor Leah Brow to the Kenosha County Human Services Board.
Supervisor Blau is here if you have any questions.
So how was your first?
Ask her the answer.
Okay. In your own words, how was your second time at this?
Yes.
How was your first time?
It was very good. It was very informative. Learned a lot. John taught us a lot. So I enjoyed my term, so I'm hoping that you will support my.
I see here you made 7 out of 8 meetings. why didn't you make all of them?
You were overseas.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, is this overseas. You're overseas. Okay. All right. I guess.
Any other questions? Feel free.
Who's the mascot of what?
All in favor of Leah Blau, say aye.
Did we have a motion yet?
Yeah, I thought we did. We were discussing it. Motion to approve Leah Blau to the Kenosha County Human Services Board.
I'll move to approve.
Second.
Thank you.
She answered, she wasn't good on one question, but we'll let it go.
All in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed? Motion's carried.
This is Mark Montori.
Okay, a resolution to reappoint Alan Cuffer to the Kenosha County Human Services Board.
Why is this name familiar to me?
Oh, she's the Ellen around the community.
She's been around the community, and Jim Cuffer is her brother.
Oh, yeah, I know Jim, okay. Is she on some other boards too, or not?
Mm-hmm, yeah, she's on human, she's on the human...
Mental health and AODA.
Yeah, and the, not the human services, the human, our board with John, the one that I just got reported.
Human Services Board, yes.
Yeah, Human Services Board.
She's been active in the community.
I'm slowing down.
She's worked for the Kenosha Unified School District.
Yeah.
Does a lot of work.
He's reading all the ones that he didn't read.
I'm actually looking at these things, you guys.
I looked at them the last week.
If we have a motion to approve...
Making a motion to approve.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution to reappoint Mark Midori to the Kenosha County Board of Health. Do I have a motion?
Make a motion to approve.
Second?
Second.
Discussion?
What's this for?
Board of Health.
Same?
Reappointment.
Reappointment, yes.
Hang on. Did he go at 22 or 26, how many, 26 meetings? What, do you guys meet every other week?
No, no, Board of Health meets twice a month.
Twice a month?
Once a month.
You're right.
They have a special meeting. It's usually around a budget, they could have two meetings in that.
What actually do they discuss, this group?
They talk about if health is getting a grant, they go there for, start that approval process before it comes here and moves on to finance and accounting board. They certainly discuss the health measurements in our community, you know, part of that Healthy People Kenosha County 2020 plan. They review that and approve that. They help with policy and procedures and things along that line. So it's a pretty well-rounded board. They have a certain representation of what you do, citizens. We have a veterinarian on there. We have folks, certainly two doctors sit on there, a dentist or two are on there. So we come with all different perspectives to try to deal with whatever issues on there.
Who from the counties there at these meetings?
Cindy Johnson attends them all, is the health officer for Kenosha County. Gwen Perry-Bry, who is our clinical director, is also in attendance. Mark Melitek, who does the environmental piece for health, is also a regular attendee. I attend on occasion. And other staff members from health, Cindy Wines could be there depending on what the presentation is and things like that, so.
Just curious.
They meet at what, noon?
They're usually a noon meeting, yeah, once a month, so.
I've been to a couple of them.
Yeah, at the job center.
Yeah. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion carries. Resolution to reappoint Linda Weiss to the Kenosha County Board of Health.
Man. 2026, these people do tend well. So Linda is a nurse, okay, so she'd be a nurse practitioner with, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, we do have representation from the local hospitals also.
So what, I'm just curious, so she would add, so she would just talk about whatever the subject is, what she sees in her field and stuff like that?
Yeah, they could say, well, you know, we're experiencing the following gaps or things like that, or yes, that has worked in what we're doing, and here's another example of things of how we address those type of issues, and yeah, to add value that way to the profession.
Okay, just curious.
Any other questions, discussions? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
A resolution to reappoint Gabe Nudo to the Brookside Board of Trustees. Do I have the motion?
So moved.
Second?
I'll second.
On the discussion?
He's been on there forever, hasn't he?
Pretty much. There's not a lot of turnover on the Brookside Board occasionally.
Yeah, I believe he was originally on as a county board supervisor, left, and then now is on as a citizen.
So this would be like his third term?
I'm not sure.
Is that 2-year terms or 4-year?
Two. Any more discussion? All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay, resolution to reappoint Charlie Baumeister to the Kenosha Veteran Services Commission.
What?
Do we have a motion?
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
What would this, what does he, I'm sorry, can I, I'm sorry.
The Veterans Commission?
Yeah.
They are responsible for overseeing the approval, well, they give approval for the needy veterans aid that goes out. So they'll give their stamp of approval on rent requests, gasoline, whatever the case may be for emergency funds for vets. And they're advisory by nature. So they're all vets themselves, so they'll certainly come and say, well, we're hearing there's issues here. People don't know about this service or that service, so get us the information we need to get the word out and things like that. So they meet, I think, on a quarterly basis now.
Yeah, every 3 months.
Yes. Yeah. And they'll review anything that's, you know, coming up as far as a new policy or procedure that the federal government's putting out.
And are there any vets on this committee, do you know?
Yeah, there's, I believe all of them are vets. There's three commissioners. Erickson, Mr. Burmeister, and, I'm sorry, I just...
I'm drawing a blank, too.
Yeah, and a third, but they're all three veterans.
All three of them are veterans.
Okay. Well, he didn't, I don't, he didn't say that on here. Oh, or maybe he did.
I'll go to end.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He's got 20 years.
I'm sorry, I didn't look at the last page. Yeah, he's definitely a vet. Okay, yeah, good.
The Veteran Commission is, I believe, required by statute, too.
Is it? That's, okay.
Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, motion carries. Any other business is authorized by law?
If I may just add, I believe there was a request at the last meeting to provide information back to the county board on budget issues as we hear them creeping up or being discussed. As everybody in this room knows, the governor releases his budget on February 8th. We've gotten some preliminary, as of today, some increases that he's proposing in our child welfare world, which is a good thing. And we'll know more after the 8th and certainly can come back in March and say, here's what some of the proposals are and the potential positive or maybe neutral impact or consequences that some of them have, just to keep you informed.
Jen, can you update us on the Vivitrol program now coming up? I mean, I know
There's two programs, yes. Right. We have the one that's been operational for a year and the one that just started through the district attorney's office, the free charging program. You want an update now or in March?
In March.
Okay.
I heard they're boosting that cost, that thing, tenfold. Did you hear about that?
Narcan.
Vivitrol?
Narcan.
Narcan.
I haven't heard that. We have a grant. The health department got a grant to work on the distribution of that. So they will be connecting with law enforcement, EMTs, the hospitals, and other areas. And part of that includes the district. We'll have Narcan to give them to distribute.
Did you hear the same thing?
Vaguely, somebody purchased...
We get it pretty close to cost, or what?
It's supposed to go up like from $500 to $5,000.
Oh, wow, I haven't heard that.
You heard these drug companies doing this stuff?
Oh, yeah.
I heard that. I just like, and maybe I'm wrong. Don't quote me, but I thought I heard that. Maybe.
And I don't know why the $400 figure is ringing in my head now somewhere in there. So maybe it is fine. But yeah, I haven't heard anything about an increase. But
because it figures it works, so they'll just exploit it. You know, it's just
It's an epidemic throughout the country.
Yeah, why not? You know.
The other thing is. I think shortly, I think we could have one of our meetings at the Gateway Mortgage Building, which will turn into our care center. When the keys get turned over, Kenosha Human Development Services, it'll be their building. So going through that and just showing you what it looks like now, what the plan is for the remodel, and what the care center part will look like in the crisis part, I think you might find that interesting as we go through that process. So if we have that by March, maybe we'll look at setting the meeting there.
Sounds good to me.
That's just right over here on 60th Street and 12th Avenue, so. And we can talk about that building and then maybe also the Vivitrol programs.
I have a question about the Vivitrol.
Yes.
Have you ever heard of an inhaled version? I have been hearing some things about that, and I'm wondering, because I know it's kind of expensive, the injection. you know, would, and...
I haven't heard about that. And I can look into that and talk to Cindy and Gwen and to see what that's about. But the injection is very expensive.
Yeah.
And that's once a month, and I don't know if the inhale would require more than once a month or whatever the case would be.
Right, yeah, I just, you know, I had heard some things about it, but not a lot. Maybe you guys had...
We're seeing, you may want to check on this Narcan stuff. We're seeing it here, 1,000% rate increase.
Great.
It's right here on the internet. So I don't know if we want to jump on this if there's, see what's going on with that. I don't know.
I'll talk to Cindy and Gwen about that this week and see what they're... I believe through this grant, we're already hopefully guaranteed that rate that they put in to get this product, so... And I don't know what the shelf life is.
Can you update us what you find out next month? Just if you find anything out from them, let us know.
Sure.
Thank you.
Sure, and if it becomes pressing, I certainly can bounce that email.
All right.
That's no problem at all. And the sheriff still does not carry Narcan with him, right?
I thought they do.
No, the sheriff doesn't.
I don't know.
I think the city police do.
And that'll be part of the outreach the health department will be doing to figure out, you know, where are the gaps and who can, you know, train people how to use it and things like that, and who would be willing to then take that on as part of yet another role that they play in whatever field they're in.
From what I hear, it definitely saves lives.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. It's like they're coming back.
Yes.
What's it saying?
That was first.
I can make just a brief comment about the free charging program that started in the VA's office. There are two people in that already.
That's for the injectable versus auto injector, which is $2,000.
And that's the one that gets them before they go, they put the charges off if they go.
If they want to go into this treatment program,
but that's
the charges and not charge them.
Not quite doubling. Wait, from $92 to $15?
$0.92.
To $15?
Yeah.
That's a giant.
Are they held in?
I thought that was a duck, $50.
Generally, these are folks that are in a detention center for 24 hours or less.
But that's $15. Since
they have to be clean for 7 to 10 days in the shop, we'll put them at the care center to let them, the two people have gone to the care center, detox. Actually, they ended up at the hospital first and then the care center for that 7 to 10 days.
July 16th.
You know, we're also going to balance our care center population.
Well, and we better just make sure we know what we're doing.
You know, and we don't want to get into that state institute problem that everybody's very familiar with. So it's kind of a balancing juggling act right now.
But when we get over to the new care center, we will have...
We'll have increased beds.
Yeah.
I believe we set up the 18 beds, and certainly that crisis area in the front, which will help a lot with diversion. But yeah, if it's ready to go next March, or the next meeting will be over there, or April at the latest, I would think. Just got to do a walkthrough, show you the blueprints and design. Ray Arbit's helping oversee that construction or remodeling project.
So I recently took a tour of a shelter around here, and not that the care center is a shelter, but it's folks coming from their homes. Has there been a bed bug issue?
Occasionally one creeps up.
Okay.
Yes. So that shut down a few beds every once in a while.
Okay.
Yeah, that kind of goes with the territory.
What are we doing? I know from when I went on this tour, they said that try to make everything as metal as possible, as much metal as possible, like the metal frame beds and stuff like that, because
metal
they don't...
Sheets.
Right, yeah. Be like Princess Leia. But I mean, is that something you guys looked at?
I'm sure when we come into the redesign and that, we'll try to get the latest, greatest, whatever that may be.
I mean, like not wood, because I guess it can burrow in the wood and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what the frames are that they're currently using, but if we can upgrade and help deter some of that, that's certainly worth looking at. Yeah.
It's probably more durable too over years.
So when are the actual date of moving into the new care center?
Well, we had hoped that by January of next year. So get the keys to the building, do the remodel through the rest of this year, and shoot for January 1 as an open date. If it's sooner than that, great, but you know, there's still a lot of work that has to be done to meet the requirements of a CBRF, community-based residential facility. There's enough regulations with that that'll keep somebody up at night figuring all that stuff out. So.
Now, we won't have the mental health beds there.
Yes.
Oh, they will?
Yeah, the 18 beds. There'll be four with that, and then the Village Trail folks that need to help detox. It's mental health beds and social detox is what currently is there. So we'll continue that, just have more beds for it.
About the people that are at Wendota and that, would they, will we have?
Well, depending on the level of need will determine if they go to Wendota. You know, if they have significant issues, then they'll still end up at the, well, it'll be Winnebago, actually, State Institute. But we have found already through that Niatek study, which takes a look at your system and how it operates. So starting in, I think it was September of last year, we sat down with law enforcement and our crisis unit, and law enforcement agreed to try to get the crisis worker to come out to wherever that incident was versus taking that person to the ER. Because once they end up in the ER, the whole thing starts to take a life of its own. And we have already seen a significant reduction of people going to the state institutes because we're not meeting them in a hospital. We're meeting them off-site. So when the care center, when we open up that crisis part of that center, that'll be the drop spot for law enforcement to come to. Certainly if somebody comes to the hospital, they'll get them there first. But if it's something we can help de-escalate and stabilize, if there's a bed at the care center we can put them in, we'll certainly look at that and always look at that alternative, least restrictive means to help people. So we're quite optimistic that that'll continue to have a positive impact on that population.
Another question for you. First step. What? I'm hearing it's a county issue.
Why is it a county issue? I mean, first step is owned and operated by a citizen of Kenosha. There are no county funds that go into that facility. I know the mayor has put together a group that Byron Wright from Kenosha Human Development Services kind of chairs to kind of take a look at what's going on there and how to, you know, is it operating the best way it possibly can and come up with suggestions. So I think all that information's on the city's lap right now, so we're just waiting to see what happens.
Any other questions or discussions? Committee meeting comments? Members' comments?
Yeah, it says on our minutes here that we were requesting the manager of the probation and parole officers attend the February meeting to discuss their process. Brought by Supervisor Berger.
Yeah, I know. I know why I suggested we ask them to come. I don't know if I gave a date, but I guess that kind of makes sense because we were worried about the individuals coming that were sex offenders being dropped off at First Step or whatnot with a tent and a sleeping bag.
I was at a meeting today with representatives from DOC, Department of Corrections. Who did indicate that they did have one sex offender that unfortunately was not allowed to live anywhere. And the best alternative they could come up with, and she goes, I'm not joking, I don't mean this to be funny, but was to get the guy a tent so he had something to put over his head. They acknowledged that because of all the ordinances and all that, it's getting more and more difficult to find places for these folks. The sheriff spoke to that level of frustration, but it really isn't the local probation parole office that's taking them there and just dumping them. That's certainly not their intention. They're trying to find facilities. They go to the county. The county is responsible for these 980 these sex offenders that are at one of the correctional facilities to assist in attempting to find placement for them. And with all the ordinances, we can do a map and say there's hardly any place for these folks to go. So that was the only thing they could come up with that guy. Not good at all. I mean, you know, you want to know where your sex offenders are. You want them monitored closely. You want them on their monitor if they need it, GPS, and all that kind of stuff. And when you're living outside in Wisconsin in the winter, that's generally
That's an interesting dilemma because they've served their time. They've been through probation. It's a serious crime. They could be, but we don't ask that same question for someone that could be a mass murderer.
No, they've served their time in prison.
Yes.
And they're out on probation.
Yes. And some super. Yeah. And
it's quite the dilemma.
It is, to a certain extent, because you argue both ways. You say, well, that's their problem, or I mean, how come we don't put mass murderers through the same rigmarole?
Because they never get out of prison.
Well, on a parole, let's say they got parole.
I wouldn't say that.
Or, you know.
14 years is life.
Say a guy was accused of a vicious murder, 14 years, he got off, whatever, committed his, it's a hard example, but it is a dilemma for those people. Bad crime, I'm not trying to say.
You got to get the legislature to.
They'd have to build them houses somewhere, I suppose, I don't know.
State just got involved, and they said this, the distance that some municipalities have, they cut it in half and said, no, it has to be, was it like 1,000 feet or something like that? They cut it down. I know the state came in, because there was all kinds of problems in neighboring municipalities, but I know the state stepped in, how far, you know, that is, when you look at a map and start drawing circles, you know, boundaries, I don't know.
What is it, 1,500 feet from the?
I'm not sure what the rule is now. It's 500 or 1,000 feet, I'm not sure.
But then there's also
the school almost on every block, so you're fitting yourself in then.
But then there's also the case of the state DOC was putting them into counties that the crime wasn't involved in.
No.
No, the law was they had to go back to the county where the
Where they
offended, well, but then they changed it to where they resigned, right? Wasn't it?
I think it was always they first look at the county you came from, where you resided.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So,
and that was the problem we had from the Racine judge made a wrong ruling on.
When it went out to Wheatland, the county, but that was a Racine judge using the recommendations that were given to him that it's the only place that this gentleman could live.
But theoretically that was wrong, wasn't it? Or,
no, I no? mean they still the, this person had served their time.
Yeah.
And you can't hold him in prison anymore.
But I meant.
And apparently whatever they got going on in Racine County prohibited that person from living anywhere in that county, and the only option was then our county.
I was told that whole thing and I forgot. I thought the judge's decision about putting him there, because that wasn't where he resided. It should have been in Racine County, I thought, because that's where he resided or whatever. That was the
thing. He was a Racine County, resident.
That may have been the mistake. He should have been put in Racine County.
But that was there was no place that Racine, in Racine County. So then they look, where else can this person reside?
Or what is about the tent and the sleeping bag there?
So there is no hard set rule that says you have to live in your county residence, but that's the, I think, expectation. And as more and more of these ordinances have been passed, it's just blocking folks out. So I wouldn't be surprised, you know, if somebody doesn't file a lawsuit saying, I've done my time, I did my treatment, and now I have no place to live because you're prohibiting me.
Yeah.
I just find the right attorney.
Boundaries on these ordinances.
I mean, it's becoming an issue now, and it's going to become more of an issue.
You can't move out of state because
I guess there's a lot of repeat. Those guys repeat that. Don't they? Is that the problem?
I don't have a whole lot of experience with that crime.
Okay.
My facility, we don't know.
Yeah.
We don't allow them because there's a school right across the street.
Are these repeat offenders or?
I don't know. I think they were sent to prison for a sexual offense, and it was significant enough where they spent a lot of time and probably are lifetime registers. But then when you talk to people in the Department of Corrections, they say, the worst thing that can happen is when we lose these people. So we need to know where they're living, and we need to have somebody checking on them. And these ordinances are just forcing people out. So it goes against what they say is the best practice. As communities and folks run to think they're protecting, they're probably maybe actually doing some harm.
Something we're not going to solve here.
No, and it's, like I said, we're just right now responsible for trying to find a place for a person to live. It doesn't say we have to get housing. It's not our responsibility.
I know, does the city have restrictions? I know Pleasant Prairie.
I think they all do.
What's that?
I believe they all have some sort of ordinances that.
Yeah, I'm sure most can.
But I don't know to what degree, to be honest with you.
Any more discussion? Committee members, motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
A Brady fan, John?
You know,
I tried to get on the Packers bandwagon, they wouldn't let me.
We have.
Said I was a curse. So then I said, I'll cheer for the Falcons, and look what happened.
You're a big, you're a Packers fan? Back to trivia.
I'm a Bears fan.
Name.
And if you're bad for the teams like you're saying, then you need to switch. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm a Cubs fan, though.
Okay, fair enough.
It's a McCaskey problem.
I haven't been alive that long, but I could be responsible for like 50-some of that. So what's your trivia?
Back to Super Bowl. Name a Super Bowl.